If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to It's the ADHD Friendly Show, where we explore all things productivity, well-being, and living our best damn ADHD lives at home and at work. My name is Karen McGill. I'm a certified ADHD life coach, and I'm here to help you do life better. Why is it that every ADHD client I've ever worked with has come to me saying these exact two things? I'm exhausted and burned out. Like, what is that? Why do ADHDers always feel exhausted and always seem to be going through these cycles of burnout? Well, if you're curious, then keep watching, because that is exactly what we're going to address in this video. If you're new here, hi, my name is Karen, and I'm a certified ADHD life coach, and I'm here to help busy, ambitious brains feel a little less exhausted and burnt out. And today's video is part of a series that I'm working on for adults who have just recently been diagnosed with ADHD and just feel completely overwhelmed and don't really know where to turn or how to start dealing with this diagnosis. So in the first video of this series, I talk about what ADHD is, I break down what executive dysfunction is, and how it impacts those of us with neurodiverse brains. So that's a good foundation of knowledge to go into this next series of videos. I will link it up here so you can go watch it after you watch this one. But in this video and all the videos that follow in this series, I'm going to talk about how I work with my clients to help them navigate their own flavor of ADHD and build strategies to make their life easier and more enjoyable. These are all of the lifestyle pillars that I talk about with my clients, but I just want to put it out here for everyone to benefit from. And that first pillar is energy management and ADHD specific self-care, which can be very different from the self-care that you see on Instagram. Because if you are someone who is constantly feeling exhausted and burned out, the first thing to know is that is not natural or normal for any one of us. And there are ways to manage it. Now, let's start with the reason why we are so prone to burnout and exhaustion. It has to do with executive function issues that we generally struggle with. For example, working memory, where we have a hard time holding things in our brain. When we forget things over and over again, it tends to create more problems in our lives. And as those problems increase, our overwhelm increases because problem solving in your head is something you probably struggle with. So you can see how this starts to lead to cognitive exhaustion. ADHDers also struggle with self-regulation and emotional regulation. So we're not really good at self-soothing and helping ourselves to navigate big emotions, which can then lead us to say things we don't mean or make decisions that we later regret, just general impulsiveness. That can then lead to emotional exhaustion when we're just so tired of constantly feeling like we're screwing up all the time, or that's how we perceive it. And that just builds on that emotional dysregulation. And the more dysregulated we become, the less access we have to our executive functions, which makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy and a bit of a cycle on its own. And all of this relates to the burnout cycles that we get into, because as I also mentioned in the first video, we struggle often, not all of us, but a lot of us struggle with interoception, which is that ability to feel what's going on below the neck in your body at any given time. So we may not know when we're tired and hungry and thirsty and need to go to the bathroom. We just keep pushing and pushing and pushing because we have the energy, and you're almost afraid to stop because you know if you stop, it's going to be so hard to get started again. So you push and push until your body has nothing left to give. And that can be in a physical context or an emotional or cognitive context. And think about how that would impact your emotional regulation, where you're constantly feeling on edge, maybe a lot of anxiety or depression, or just vigilant because you never know when you're going to forget something or say something you regret. So you're always in that over-arousal mode of fight or flight, and you're just sitting there waiting for the shoe to drop. And you have no tools to calm your nervous system or emotionally regulate so that you can access your executive function. Because the higher your state of arousal, the less You have access to your executive functions, which were already impaired to begin with, right? So if there's one thing that ADHDers need to learn to do, it's calm the F down so they can increase access to their executive function. So that's what's happening emotionally and cognitively, which of course can lead to burnout. And if you're physically hyperactive, it just compounds that issue. So with all that said, it's not surprising that we're constantly exhausted and going through those cycles of burnout, but what do you do about it? Well, that's what we're gonna get into now. But let me first say, I have no magic pills to give you in terms of ending that cycle of burnout and exhaustion for good. But I hope what I can share with you is at least a good starting point where you can start to explore your own body and mind and create a system of self-care and energy management that works for you and your life. I can give you the tools, but it's up to you to actually take them and implement them into your life. So grab a pen and let's get started. Because the first tool I'm going to talk to you about is journaling. And I know half of you are rolling your eyes right now, because you don't want to journal. Maybe journaling is triggering for you, or you don't like to write. Journaling is my proxy for however you want to think outside of your brain. If you are somebody who prefers to verbally process, I would get a voice recorder. There's a ton of different apps that you can put on your phone to record your thoughts and then use AI to make sense of them so you can actually go back and read what you've talked about. Or just plain old-fashioned pen and paper will do as well. Where I want you to start is just make a simple list of the things in your life that you know are currently draining you. From overbearing in-laws to bosses that ask for too much, cluttered spaces in your house, or thoughts in your mind, or digital clutter, or anything in your life that is draining your energy. It doesn't have to be something you have control over, but I just want you to become aware of all of the things that are draining your energy. And then I want you to make a second list. And that list is going to be everything in your life that gives you energy. That could be stuff that brings you joy, maybe a pet or a friend. It can be things you enjoy doing. It can be places you like going to. It can be an area of your house that's just so serene that it makes you feel calm, being out in nature, going for walks, or playing video games, whatever gives you energy. And I want to be very clear that there's a difference between things that give you energy and things that help you buffer. Things that help you buffer are things that help you to zone out when you're feeling overstimulated. So you just need to go inward. And maybe that's video games or scrolling Instagram or drinking or eating or something like that. You know those behaviors that don't make you feel good after you've done them. You generally regret the time and energy and resources spent doing those buffering behaviors. And if you did this in a voice recording, make sure you dump it into ChatGPT or any sort of AI software and ask the software to make those two lists for you that you can either print out or have in your digital planner or somewhere where you're gonna see it on the regular. Because what I want you to do now, every week going forward, is to look at something that's draining your energy. Start with low-hanging fruit, like a room that's messy or a closet that's messy. Once a week, I want you to look at this list. I want you to take one thing that's draining your energy. In the coaching field, we call these tolerations, like things that you're tolerating. And obviously, there's going to be things on that list you cannot get rid of, like overbearing in-laws or a boss that you don't like. If there's a junk drawer that's driving you crazy, or there's a small task that you need to address and it's been on your mind, but you haven't gotten to it yet, pick one thing per week. You have the time to do this. Do more if you can, but start with the low-hanging fruit and just chomp away at that list of tolerations. Because imagine what your life would be like if you were no longer doing or participating in or being exposed to things that drained you. Imagine how much energy you would have, right? So that is one very doable, very effective tool that you can do to start to reduce exhaustion in your life. On the flip side of that, I want you to look at that list of energy-giving things that you wrote down, and I want you to do at least one of them a day. It has to be something that gives you energy, puts gas in your tank, fills your cup, whatever you want to call it, because the more you're able to reduce your tolerations and at the same time increase the things that give you energy, you're obviously going to start to crush that feeling of exhaustion, but it's also going to help with those burnout cycles, because you're going to build self-awareness about what areas of your life are draining your energy and what areas of your life are giving you energy. And when you build that self-awareness, now you can start making decisions going forward more intentionally. And less are you going to find yourself in that cycle of burnout, because all burnout basically is when you burn out all of your energy without ever putting back into the tank, right? So you fry your engine and then it takes you 6 weeks to recover and then you have to start from scratch all over again. So if this exercise I'm giving you feels tedious, okay, it is tedious, but would you rather have a little bit of tedium that's going to make your life a lot better? Or would you rather have cycles of exhaustion and burnout? The choice is yours. The other exercise I recommend starting with is thinking about a time in your life when things were going really well. It can be generally or in a specific context, like a time in your life where your career was going well, or when you were doing really well in school, or your relationships were really feeling connected. Think about the circumstances around that point of success in your life, because success leaves clues. And we don't want to look necessarily at other people's success. We want to look back at our own successes, because everybody's recipe for success is different. So think about that time in your life when things were going well and start documenting the circumstances around that period of time. What were the circumstances that made that period of time so easeful and not exhausting? And I want you to think about perhaps the extraneous events that you didn't have control over, but more specifically, I want you to think about the things that you did have control over. Like, how were you behaving? How were you showing up at the time? How were you taking care of yourself at the time? Was this during a period of life when you were working out every day, or you were watching what you were eating, or you were sleeping really well because you were staying at some place where it had blackout curtains? Like, get very specific about what was happening during that time that made it feel so easeful, because that's going to give you a very good indication of what works for you and what doesn't. And when you get clarity on what made it so great, you can start to add those elements back in. Now, obviously, you can't fully recreate the past and you don't have full control over everything, but you do have control over how you show up. And how you show up often dictates how easeful things are. So that's where you want to get very clear. Now, conversely, you can also flip that and think about a time in your life when things were going horribly and do that same analysis of what were the circumstances and how were you showing up at the time. And that too will give you some insights, but I would prefer that you always stay in the successes, because we already know what it feels like to feel like crap. So we want to get you marinating in your past successes so that you can really get those ideas into your short and long-term memory and let them become a part of your identity and your habits going forward. So those are the exercises that I think are a great foundation for understanding what lights you up, what feeds your energy, and what drains your battery. From there, you're going to start making more informed and intentional life decisions that will continue to improve your energy quota over time. All of those exercises are under the pillar of energy management, but energy management for ADHDers is self-care. It's not a bubble bath and a manicure unless that gives you energy, in which case, yes, it is part of your self-care routine. Self-care for ADHDers is taking the time to do the exercises that I just mentioned and taking the time to implement them in your life, because all of that goes towards cultivating a life and an environment and a community that is supportive rather than destructive or energy draining. That is what self-care is. And if you want more ideas around self-care, there is a book I recently read. I think it's called Self-Care for ADHDers. I'll put it right here and I will link it below. But that is also a great resource for inspiration on self-care. Personally, I think we as individuals are perhaps the only ones who can write our own prescription for self-care. Because if you think about it, a self-care practice is simply a process of addressing your own unmet needs. And nobody knows what those needs are better than you do. So that's what I've got for you under this first pillar of energy management and self-care to avoid exhaustion and burnout. I hope it was helpful. And in the next video, we're going to address the second pillar in this series, which is time management and productivity for ADHDers. And that is going to help anyone who deals with overwhelm and procrastination. Raise your hand if that's an issue for you too. So I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. For links and resources for this podcast, please visit itsadhdfriendly.com or click the link in the show description. Please also be sure to subscribe so you get automatic updates when new shows are posted. And of course, please do leave us an ADHD-friendly review. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.